This past week, the International Clown Hall of Fame in Milwaukee honored one of the industry's most prized jesters. But not everyone was smiling. Wisconsin Public Radio's Brian Bull explains the buzz over Bozo.
At Milwaukee's III Shrine, roughly 200 comic actors shelved their floppy shoes to don tuxedos and evening gowns for the Clown Hall of Fame's annual induction ceremony. One inductee was the late Pinto Colvig, the original voice of the Disney character Goofy, and the first person to play Bozo the Clown. Colvig was recruited by Capitol Records executive Alan Livingston, who created the character for a children's read-along series produced in the late 1940s.
Thank you, Duck Brothers. And I think your song is a quack, quack, quacker jack.
Colvig was also the first TV Bozo, appearing on KTTV in Los Angeles in 1949. But in the 1950s, another performer, Larry Harmon, bought the trademark and launched a Bozo franchise. He started a cartoon series and trained more than 200 people to play the character.
Bozo is sort of the James Bond of clowns.
Buck Wolf, a columnist for ABCNews.com, says Harmon made Bozo a worldwide icon, but took too much credit. He says on the 50th anniversary of the Capitol Records series, Harmon put out materials listing himself as Bozo's creator.
In 1996, Bozo was 50, but Larry Harmon at the time had nothing to do with Bozo whatsoever. Bozo was a big hit then, but because it was written and created by Alan Livingston, and it was portrayed by Pinto, who was a world-class clown.
Catherine O'Dell is executive director of the International Clown Hall of Fame. She says the hall gave Larry Harmon the special Lifetime of Laughter Award in 1990, but recalled it 5 years later after they learned he was not the original Bozo.
We were scammed, I guess you'd say. It made us feel very disappointed because clowning is what's good, what's wholesome. There's nothing that's supposed to be untoward towards clowning, and it happened in the case of Larry Harmon.
Harmon denies misrepresenting Bozo's origins and says he's sad over losing his award. But Colvig's grandson, Vance, says he's happy to see Grandpa Pinto, who died in 1967, finally get his due.
At his 70th birthday, he said, "Gee, I wonder what I'm going to do when I grow up, and if any legacy that can be left behind," and he certainly left it to everyone in our family. It's play as you go, and if you play through life, life will be pretty good to you.
Pinto Colvig's induction into the International Clown Hall of Fame places him with the likes of Charlie Chaplin, Emmett Kelly Sr., and Red Skelton. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull.